Now, in a change to the episode of Dirty Feed you may have seen in some listings, John Hoare plays Junior Jackpot.
Dirty Feed! Inglourious Stereo!
Hello there, and after our short break, welcome to the third episode of the Dirty Feed podcast, the only podcast in town which guarantees the best bit of the show to be in the first 15 seconds, to save you time. In this show, any pretense of a carefully crafted piece of analysis goes straight out to the window as I dig out a tape of me when I was 9 on BBC Radio Nottingham and pretend we're an episode of Kids Say the Funniest Things. Let's just hope a whole series of these podcasts don't end up lying on the shelf for LWT, never to be released. I think you'll find I was funnier when I was 9. A bit of background to the following then. This clip is from either 1990 or 1991 when I was 9 years old. At the time on BBC Radio Nottingham, a presenter called Dennis McCarthy did an afternoon Monday to Friday slot and then also did the Sunday show. It was this Sunday morning show that my mother used to listen to in bed, and a regular feature was Junior Jackpot, where two kids compete to win top prizes. One day she phoned up on a whim to enter me for the show, and before we knew it, we were told to show up at the BBC Radio Nottingham studios at York House to take part. I am assured I was taken on a full tour of the building, including the East Midlands Today studio, but I'm gutted to report I don't remember it. I do remember sitting in front of the microphone next to the other girl taking part and peering at Dennis through the glass. I also remember meeting Dennis after the show, and he was a lovely guy. I suppose in this day and age, competitions like this are always done over the phone. I consider myself lucky I got to go over there and take part in person. Of course, it's a self-indulgent thing playing you this, but I like to think it also captured a little snapshot of what local BBC radio was like in the early 90s, and also captures what a great, relatable local broadcaster Dennis McCarthy actually was, even if he did embarrass us both by asking us about boyfriends and girlfriends. Dennis was made an MBE, but people like him tend to be forgotten. There are no commercial releases made of him, and little record of his work. He sadly died in 1996, but I hope that, in some small way, this little piece pays tribute to him. Enjoy.
Dirty Feed!
Right, I hadn't really met them. First one is John. John Hoare. John?
Yes.
Hello, how old are you?
9.
And where do you come from?
Three Howe Gardens, Wilder Park, Nottingham.
Oh, near the deer?
Yeah.
Do you ever see them?
Yes, once or twice.
Do they ever come into your garden?
No.
You know you have to keep away from them, don't you?
Yes,
sorry, because they're very nasty sometimes, aren't they?
Yeah,
nasty?
I've seen their big horns sometimes.
Have you?
Yeah.
Sometimes they come off, did you know?
No.
Yeah, they find them in the park sometimes. They really do, and then they grow new ones. Mm. Very strange things they are. Which school do you go to?
Middleton Primary School.
Oh, that's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, I just live, that's just across the road from my house, so I'm quite lucky.
Well, you are very lucky. How long does it take you to get to school? Minutes? Seconds?
If I run, about 1 minute, but if I walk, about 2 minutes.
Yeah, but you wouldn't run across that road, would you?
No.
God, I mean, you mustn't, you know. What do you do when you get to a road?
You stop and look both ways, and if nothing's there, then start crossing, but look both ways all the time.
Excellent, that's it. That's the way to do it, John. Well done.
Yeah.
You got a girlfriend?
No.
Why not?
I'm not sure.
Don't you like girls?
Well, I do, yes, but I haven't really got a girlfriend.
No, that's okay. All right, well, time to come. And you're 9 years old?
Yes.
Fine. And with you is Holly Robinson. Hello, Holly, how are you?
All right, thank you.
Good, and how old are you?
6.
And which area of Nottingham do you come from? Where do you live? Do you know where you live?
Yeah.
Where? That house, isn't it? With the windows and the curtains and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, as long as you know, it doesn't matter. What school do you go to?
Titch Drive.
Is that a nice one?
Yeah.
You got a boyfriend?
No.
Why not? You can be honest, don't you like boys?
A bit.
Oh, just a bit?
Yeah.
But you haven't got a boyfriend?
No.
No. What's your favourite subject at school? What do you like best at school?
Maths.
Oh, you're into maths. You got a calculator?
No.
Haven't you? Have you got a computer?
Yes.
Have you? Do you know how to work it?
Yeah.
Oh, you're cleverer than I do. I don't know how to work a computer. That's another lovely name, Holly. Do you like your name, Holly?
Yeah.
Ah, because I've got a little dog at home, and she's only about 3 inches tall, and her name is Holly, and she is, I've got to say, she's my favourite dog. I have to be very careful, because you know Hector, who you just met?
Yeah.
You just met Hector, didn't you?
Yeah.
The black, little dog, black dog. It's his daughter, you see. But Holly is about my favourite. Don't tell the others. Right, let's see what we can play. Junior Jackpot gives you some questions, and they get a little bit more difficult as the prizes get better. But not too difficult. And let me tell you that you have 5 seconds to think about your answer. So don't give me the answer until the end of the 5 seconds is up, okay? So here we go with the first question. And the first question is for you, John. John Hall, yeah. Age 9. I want you to name a fish. Name a fish.
Time up.
Name a fish for a 45 record, John.
A piranha.
Piranha?
Yes.
I was thinking of something a little bit more tamer than a piranha, but a piranha...
A goldfish?
Well, yeah, a goldfish, no, but a piranha will do fine. That's okay, that's lovely. That's a 45 record for you with no problems. Holly, I want you to name a bird.
Time up.
Holly, give me the name of a bird.
A robin.
A robin, yes, a sparrow or a magpie or a crow or loads and loads of birds. Okay, right. So you've both got 45 records. Now for an LP. What's an LP, John? Do you know?
A single. One with just one song on.
Oh, no. An LP's got lots of songs on. Huh. Oh, you'll be all right. This is for an LP, then. And your question for an LP is, tell me the name of a meal you would have in the day.
Time up.
This is only meant to be a simple question. What's the name of a meal that you would have in the day?
Tea,
dinner, breakfast, that's right, wins you an LP. Holly, you'll win an LP if you can tell me, what do cats catch?
Time up.
Have you got a cat at home?
No.
Haven't you? Oh dear. What do cats catch?
Mice.
That's what I've got down here, mice. They also sadly catch birds, but they catch mice. Now, this is for a family ticket to see the Donington Collection. And the Donington Collection is a collection of vintage and veteran racing cars at Castle Donington. You can have a lovely trip out there and you can see one of the most amazing collections in the world. Are you into racing cars, John?
Yes, a bit.
You are a bit?
Yeah, right. I watch racing cars on the television sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, with that Murray fella who does the commentary. Yeah, he's good, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very good, yeah. The Grand Prix. Would you like to go and see one?
Yes.
Would you? Oh, is that your dad that you brought with you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have a word with him and see if he'll take you to Italy, perhaps. Right. Would you like to go to Italy to see the Grand Prix in Italy?
Yes.
Yes, I'll have a word with him afterwards. Right. But you'll win a ticket, a family ticket to the Donington Collection, if you can tell me, who is the mother of Princess Anne and Prince Edward?
Time up.
A ticket to the Donington Collection, if you can tell me, who is the mother of Princess Anne and Prince Edward?
Queen Elizabeth.
That's right, Queen Elizabeth, the Queen, yes.
I didn't think I'd guess that right.
Did you? Well, you did.
Yeah.
You did extremely well. You've got the ticket to the Donington Collection, and you'll enjoy that. Even if you can't go to Italy to see the Grand Prix, your dad will probably take you to Castle Donington.
Yeah.
Now, you win that prize, Holly, if you can tell me, who is Princess Diana married to?
Time up.
Holly Robinson, who is Princess Diana married to? Princess Di. Princess Diana, who's she married to? Do you know?
Prince Charles.
Prince Charles, of course, you're absolutely right. Lovely. You were worried about that one, weren't you? You got the tickets to the Donington Collection as well. Are you into racing cars?
No.
But you might be.
Yeah.
Mightn't you? Yeah. Have you got a brother?
No.
Haven't you?
No.
What, have you got an older sister?
Yes.
How old is she?
Not 10.
Oh. Does she tease you?
A bit.
A bit, yeah. Well, you can take her to the Donington Collection, can't you?
Yeah.
And leave her there. Anyway, now this is for a family ticket to Rollers. This is the roller skating rink next to the Showcase Cinema on the Ring Road. Have you been there, John?
No, but I'd like to. I was thinking of going.
Were you?
Right. Yeah.
Well, you'll probably go if you can answer the question. What's the telephone number of the Fire, Police and Ambulance Service?
Time Time up.
John Hall, for the family ticket to Rollers, what's the telephone number of the fire, police and ambulance services?
999.
Absolutely right. You know who to ring. And that wins you the ticket to Rollers. You've won everything. Well done. You'll enjoy Rollers, won't you?
Yes.
Yeah, good. What about you, Holly? Have you been?
Yes.
Well, you didn't fall down?
Sometimes.
Did you? Do you go often?
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's good, good fun. I'm too old for it, you know, because if I fell down, the roof would probably collapse, you know what I mean? So I don't go, but you can get a family ticket to Rollers if you can tell me, what is an omelette made from?
Time up.
Holly, what's an omelette made from?
Pastry.
No, there might be some pastry in it, but an omelette. An omelette? Have you never had an omelette?
No.
An omelette, you can have different things in it, but basically an omelette is what? No good. Oh, no good. Oh, dear. An omelette is basically an egg. It's an egg, and you mix different things with it sometimes, or you can have an egg on your own and make an omelette of it. Have you never had an omelette?
No.
Oh, you'll have to ask your mum for an omelette. Anyway, you've won the John Inkin collection and the 45 and the LP, so you did well. And you've got a Robin Hood poster, which was given to us by the Castle Camera and Souvenir Company on Friar Lane. What are you going to do with that Robin Hood poster?
I've got to pass it home. I'll probably put it in the clubhouse.
In the clubhouse?
Yeah.
You've got a clubhouse at home?
Yes.
A clubhouse?
Yeah.
With booze and everything?
No.
No? What have you got in the clubhouse?
I've got... Me and my sister, a bit bored, we go in there and play.
To get away from Dad? Yeah, it's a good idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, in the club room. So you're going to stick it in the club room?
Yeah.
And is Jason Donovan in the club room?
Yeah.
Is he? I thought he might be. So the Robin Hood poster is next door to Jason Donovan's poster. Yeah. What about you? What about you, John? Where are you going to put your Robin Hood poster?
I'm going to put it on my wall in my bedroom. I've got loads of posters on my bedroom. I've got loads more room for them.
Have you? Good.
Yeah.
Have you got Kylie Minogue?
No.
Have you?
But I've got Philip Schofield and Gordon the Gopher on.
Yeah, I met Philip Schofield once. He's a nice bloke. He really is a nice bloke.
I watched Going Live with him on.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, good, right. Have you enjoyed it?
Brilliant.
What about you, Holly?
Yes.
You've enjoyed it, good. You just look like my little doggy at home. He's only about 3 inches tall, my little dog, and she's the most handsomest dog in the world. Just looks like you, because you're little, aren't you?
Yeah.
Aren't you? You're only about, 2 foot something, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Nice having you on. And that was John and Holly, our junior jackpotters. Each time I see your little girl...
Note how in those days, much like old editions of Swap Shop, there wasn't any worry at all about kids giving out their full addresses over the airwaves. Anyway, that's all for this episode of Dirty Feed. Please get in touch if you have any comments on any of the shows. I hope to do a feedback episode of the podcast before Christmas. Dirty Feed was written and presented by me, John Hoare. Thanks go out to Seb Patrick. Jingles were by Jam Creative Productions of Dallas. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
The scheduled episode of Dirty Feed will now be shown in 1 month's time, where John Hall will join Twilight Sparkle, Fluttershy, and all their pony friends. Now on BBC One, Victor Lewis Smith presents The Generation Game.
And... oh, excuse me.